Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
めっちゃ暑い。
暑いですね。
暑い。
暑いですね。
梅雨？まだ梅雨そっち。
いや、もう梅雨じゃないと思います。じゃなくなりました。
I wrote an episode on 梅雨, so we'll be talking about 梅雨 soon. But we're not talking about 梅雨 today.
What are we talking about?
We are talking about 敬語と標準語の使い分け方
を
紹介していきたいと思います。
敬語大好きです。
なので今日は頑張って2人とも敬語オンリーで行ってみましょう。頑張ります。
ちょっと怖いですけど。
ちょっと怖いです。
ちょっと怖いです。はい、頑張りましょう。
はい。タイさんは敬語得意な方ですか？
まだ頑張ってるんですけど、できなくはないと思います。
ああ、時々ぎこちなく敬語を使おうとすると噛むんですよね。
そうですよね。
時々ぎこちなくなったりしますが、一応私も喋れます。
おお、それはすごいですね。ちえさんの方が絶対喋れると思いますけどね。
いや、でもなんか、敬語と、丁寧語が混ざってしまう時があります。
まあ、それは誰でもそうだと思います。
そうでしょうか。
ので、安心してください。
は
い、
安心しましょうか。はい。ありがとうございます。
はい。All right, what did we say, Chie?
What did we say? Okay, so we started out saying, oh my goodness, it's really hot. Is it still tsuyu there? Tsuyu in Japan?
Mm-hmm. So tsuyu, rainy season.
Mm-hmm. And Tai said it's almost ending.
Almost ending or maybe already over.
Yes.
I don't know.
And then I said, today we're not talking about the rainy season in Japan because that's, I think, the next episode or the one after. That I wrote.
Something.
Yeah, but today we're talking about 敬語 and 標準語, formal Japanese.
Yeah.
And also we mentioned that we're going to try to use formal Japanese throughout this whole entire episode. So we'll see how that goes.
怖いです。I said it was scary.
ちょぴっと、ちょぴっと、あ。すいません、敬語じゃない。
ちょぴっとね。Yeah, it doesn't sound very 敬語。Yeah.
So then I started out with, タイさんは敬語得意な方ですか？タイさん is Tai with san on it. And then 敬語、yeah, 敬語得意。敬語 is a formal Japanese. 得意 is, are you proficient or...Have 自信 in? Yeah, good at.
Have confidence in.
There you go.
How do we explain this Japanese word? Let's use other Japanese words. I know how you feel. Yeah, so good at. Are you good at? And I responded, まだ頑張ってるんですけど、できなくはないと思います。So, まだ頑張ってるんですけど、like, I'm still trying, but, ですけど、できなくはない is like, it's not that I can't do it. So it's almost like you're emphasizing that you can, but, you know, sometimes maybe it's not the best.
And I see what and you did there, sir. You said, できるんですけど instead of だけど. You wrote だけど, which the、
I、
way、
did.
You said it is more correct.
Yeah. But also, that's interesting. I think we can talk about this more later too. But you definitely, well, you said it already.Like that we mix a little bit sometimes. So technically it's right, technically it's wrong. Depends on who you're talking to, really.
Yeah,
more than anything.
It's situational.
And then you responded.
時々ぎこちなくなったりしますが。時々 sometimes. ぎこちなくなる is kind of not...
Like, it's...
not comfortable? Awkward. There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Me talking becomes awkward is a correct phrase.
Oof. でも一応喋れます。
Yeah, 一応 is... Yeah, so like Ty was saying, I can speak it, but it does become awkward sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. And I responded, Chie-san, so there's Chie with san stuck onto it. No-ho-ga, so like Chie. Zittai shabareru, so like you can definitely speak better than me. No-ho-ga shabareru. と思います. Kedo ne, and it's like, just I think that. Yeah, but that's how I think.
Yeah, so. Kedo ne is, it's formal, but it's not the super formal. Like, again, with the situational thing. We're friends, and in like a working situation, and your friends, you know, kind of just talking, you can use these lingo. But if it was super formal, it would be 思いますけれども, or 思いますけれど. Mm.
Yeah, that's true. You use the whole, I don't have enough formal situations in my life where I need to go that far. Mm, so it doesn't register in my mind sometimes too.
Yeah. Usually halfway is you meet halfway kind of.
Yeah. Especially in like a relaxed friend sitting too.
Exactly. Okay. 尊敬語, 敬語, 丁寧語, 標準語 の 使い分け方 について どう思いますか? Tyson.
Well, first, I think how I 思います is I think you just said a lot of words there. but as far as separating all of those, so this is all like the formality levels, right? Sonkeigo, so really honorific, highly honorific. Keigo, like normal kind of polite language. Teneigo, what's the difference of keigo and teneigo?
Teneigo, I feel like hyojingo with just this stuck to it.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah. So that's usually what I speak. Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. So, and then Hyojungo is like standard language. So casual, basically. Mm. Right. So how do I feel about separating all of those? Mm. It's honestly, I used to worry about it a little bit. But I feel like you can kind of mash them for the most part and it's okay. You know what I mean? Like even... Like, being a person who's studying Japanese, you get an extra bit of a pass. But I feel like even natives also get a good amount of pass as long as they seem to be trying, right?
I feel like unless you're in a role in society, so, like, maybe you're the person that leads the shrine congregation or, like, you're the owner of a hotel or something and you need to go to like really formal parties or give speeches or something, or you work at a front desk so you have to refer to your customers in a certain way. Those types of specific roles I think require you to actually learn them and say the correct things. But if you're just going about daily life, you know, you go to the office, work with coworkers, then it's like, meh. You can be polite without using 尊敬語.
Yeah, for sure.
Things like that, yeah.
Yeah, if you maybe sometimes if you're talking to your boss, you'll want to use some 尊敬語.
Mm.
But again, I guess it would depend on the workplace too.
ケルブさんに 尊敬語 使われますか?
ちょっと私にはできかねますので、すみません、できかねますので。 I can't, so yeah. 使われますか? So, right? Like, that's asking me in 尊敬語.
Yeah.
And then I tried to reply. I don't know if that was... I think that was right.
It's super interesting because in a normal speech, 使われる is to be...
Be used.
Be used, yeah. But in a formal, the way I used it is an honorific way of saying, do you use... 尊敬語.
Yeah. Yeah, you change the form. So it's like to be used from. I think that's really interesting.
We don't want to go too deep into 尊敬語 because you probably won't see it. But
yeah,
it's some things like that. You just, you'll hear and you're like, wait, what? What did they say? So we'll just briefly kind of say them. But before we dive into that, Tai-san와 日本語の言語表現 どうやって習いましたか? How did you learn all the different Japanese formality levels?
Honestly, I just kind of absorbed with time, you know? You just see... I think one of the most important things Well, obviously my foundation was, well, not Native Shark, but Nihongo Shark, right? So NS. My foundation was NS. And from there, I just always tried to pay attention to like who was speaking what language. And that's like kind of when to use it. But as far as like learning exactly what it is, I guess it would be Native Shark. So, and we have like formality markers too on the website, which is actually super helpful. And I think we did on the old one too. I'm trying to remember. I don't know if we did.
I don't know if they had markers, but I think they mentioned which one it was usually somewhere.
Okay, yeah. And then, yeah, I always just, once I came to Japan, I tried to pay attention to who was speaking what. And that helped me the most, right, after the foundation was set. It's just like, okay, who's speaking what? And try to guess, all right, who's the boss? Who's in what position versus this other person? Like, if you're at a restaurant, you just kind of eavesdrop a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I think growing up in Japan, you kind of do the same thing where you're just exposed a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
From teachers and parents talking to other parents, just observing, absorbing both of those. Yeah.
Yeah, both of those. I agree. Like, I think that's how it was for me. It's like, even if I didn't grow up in Japan, like, the media I watched also gave me that, like, just exposure to it. So it just feels completely normal now.
それもありますね。
敬語使うの難しいですよね。
I think we have mentioned in past episode a couple times, but アニメとかドラマとか見るときに、出てくる言語はについてなんか言いたいこととかあったりしますか？
時々はなんか不自然な時もいっぱいありますので、それはご注意ください。
In what situations?
For example, the main character, if he's like a high school guy, he's going to speak really rude language no matter what and to everyone, basically. So there are definitely times that you can't trust learning from certain pieces of media, like on what formality level to use, right? Because some people will use the same exact formality level for literally everyone. Well, actually, that happens a lot, right? It's just the character's talking style. So there are points to be cautious of. But if you do notice that people are swapping formality levels based on who they talk with in your media, then they're probably doing it right. So I think that would be something to look out for.
ドラマとかの方が近いと思います。
僕も思います。
Dramas and stuff is probably closer to real life.
Yeah, 映画とか。
映画とか。
はい。ラナベも、まあ、ラナベによりますよね。
何？なんでしょうか？
ライトノベル。ライトノベル。ラノベ。
知ってた。知っていました。
Oh, no. People probably, yeah.
It's probably useful because I'm messing up and then saying the actual Keiko version.
Yeah, honestly.
Okay, so we're going to say a couple words that do come up in normal life. And then we're going to say the Sonkeigo version. So you've at least heard it once before you accidentally stumbled on them. And then you're like, what the heck is this word? But 食べるはなんて言いますか？
召し上がる。So you can say like, どうぞ召し上がってください。Which is like, oh, please eat. Like maybe you bring it to someone. You're like serving. Say, oh, please eat this. どうぞ召し上がってください。And yeah, it's just really formal.
食べる is to eat. Yeah. So 召し上がる or お食べになる。お食べになる is kind of an interesting one.
そうだね。
Those both work.
I think we might have a Native Shark lesson on that at the moment.The お食べになる、It's like the O and then like a masu stem、and then になる. It's like being really polite with it.、
Miru. It's kind of the same masu stem verb.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I don't know if godang, I feel like that's, I don't even know what that one is. That one's just a weird thing that I've memorized. I don't know if it's actually a masu stem or not. But this one's almost a set phrase you can memorize.、So like to look at.
You'll hear ご覧ください a lot.If you go touristy things, and if there's like a tour guide or something, I don't know, something, ご覧ください, or ご覧になりますか?
そちらへご覧ください。
Yeah. そちらへ, yeah.
いや、こちら英語欄ください。
こちらをじゃない。
こちらを。
どっちでもいいかな。
Please look over there or please look at there.
いるは？いる is if someone asks you, "Hey, is your boss in his office or something?" あ、いますよ、mm-hmm. じゃなくて、or ではなく、
いらっしゃる。
いらっしゃる。
はい、いらっしゃいます。いらっしゃってます。いらっしゃっています。
いらっしゃってます。You can say いらっしゃってます。If someone asks, did they come in? Then you can say いらっしゃってます。If they say, are they in? It would be いらっしゃいます。
Which sounds really close to いらっしゃいませ, right?
うん。I was just gonna mention that.
Yeah.
いらっしゃいませは? Where do we hear that?
Whenever you walk into a store.Or sometimes you're in the store and a new employee sees you, they'll walk past you. いらっしゃいませ。
Yeah, they do that.
Which is like, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
So that ませ is a really formal kind of like inviting you to いらっしゃる in.
You can say like the one we mentioned previously, ご覧になる can be ご覧くださいませ。ご覧くださいませ。You can turn into ませ。Another common one, the last one we'll mention here is you to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Will turn into
おっしゃる。おっしゃる通りでございます。
おっしゃる通りでございます。
So like, as you say, right?
Yeah.
So, おっしゃる。
It's really interesting to see the Japanese as directed to a higher person that you have to use that formality in can be mm-hmm. used in the same sentence that you're, let's say like you're talking downto mm-hmm. someone. So your mom could say to you, 先生がおっしゃることをしっかりと聞いて理解することが大切だよ。So the だよ makes it casual, right? But 先生がおっしゃること is very formal because that your mom is referring to your teacher, right? So it's a combination...But it's a correct way to say that phrase because you're talking to a child.
Yeah, so who you're talking to and then who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about someone that you would use formal language with, you use that formal form.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're talking to your kid, right, mm-hmm. then you can still end the sentence with dayo because you don't have to be formal to your kid.
Mm-hmm. My mom is actually, she uses both to me. She'll say things formally.But then, if we're just joking and hanging out, she'll just use casual. But I do the same to her, because I think it's kind of fun to say things formally and then mix in being casual to kind of emphasize that I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's how we talk.
No, I mean, that's kind of how we talk too sometimes, right?
We do it the opposite way, I think. We emphasize with using 敬語.
Yeah. Yeah. We use 敬語 as a tsukumi, basically.
Yes.We do.
Right. As a... How do you explain a tsukkomi?
Tsukkomi? Okay. Tsukkomi is like... Let's say there's a string of normacy that's happening and someone did something silly within that normal conversation or an action. And it was weird and out of place. And you're like, what? Wait. What just happened? So you tsukkomu. So you like kind of interrupt that flow.You put your nose in there and say, hey, what just happened?
So it's like interrupting for comedic effect, basically. So we'll interrupt for comedic effect by being extremely formal or something. Or we'll respond and be like the most formal we can possibly be.
Yes. Now the bar is raised too, though, because... Tai-san, ちょっと最近、
はい、
敬語の本を買ったそうですが、読みましたか?
はい。最近読んでますので、ちょっと、あ、ちょっと、あ、いや、it's tough. No, 最近、
少し。
いや、okay, okay, wait. 最近、拝見いたしてますので、oh gosh, I don't know if I can do it. I'll try to use 尊敬語 now. 拝見、一読してます。I don't know.
拝見、一読どうだろうね?
I don't know. It's like,
どうでしょうか?
Is like, so 拝見 is 謙譲語. So it's like 尊敬語, except it's when you speak down about yourself.
Haiken, so haiken. If I provided the book to you, then you can say mm-hmm. haiken sasete itadaitemasu because I gave it to you and you're talking up to me.
Right.
Yeah. But since I didn't give it to you, I don't think you can say that. Or you're not talking about someone that's higher than you. Yeah.
Oh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to have a couple episodes on some Son Keigo or something with me.
Wow.
Maybe later. After I read the book. But yeah.
一読して見ていただいて、ん?見てください。
Okay, so I bought this book. How could I say in like pretty formal language that, yeah, I'm currently reading it?
Just normal formal language?
But yeah, I guess if I did it in Keigo, I know how to do that, right? Mm. Oh,
ち
ゃいちゃった。
ちゃいちゃった。はい。
So, means yes. We want to say hi when we're using Keigo.
さようでございます。
はい。
Oh, no.
さようで。That's too much. So, Keigo, ちゃい。さようでございます。That is correct, right?
はい。
最近、Keigo の使い方という本を買って、イラストとかもあるし。
ありますし。
ありますし、すごい勉強になってます。
よかったです。
It also talks about ビカゴ。
ビカゴとは何でしょうか?
ビカゴ is like, so the kanji are like beautiful, change, and then language. So it's like using language that makes you sound more sophisticated, I guess.
タイさん、ビカゴ使ったら美しくなりすぎてどうにかなっちゃいそうじゃないでしょうか? I don't know how to end the sentence.
そうですよね。そうですよね。ちょっと問題になるかもしれないですね。
はい。
It might be a problem. Just be too beautiful language over here.
Yeah. え、でもタイさん、ちょっと待ってください。何かやばいについて話したかったのではないでしょうか。はい、
それも美学校とつながってると思いますので。
本当ですか。
その話をしましょう。
しましょう。
So, yeah, that's connected, right? So, やばい。Not using やばい。So, やばい。Che, when can we use yabai?
Yabai can be used in a lot of situations. It can be mean like, oh man, that's extremely cool, or oh no, I screwed up. You're gonna get in trouble. I don't know, like there's a lot of use for yabai.
You can use it basically for everything. It can mean anything you want it to mean.
It's kind of like, oh man. Like, oh man could be good or bad.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
そんな感じかな?
So, yeah, you can use yabai in casual. It's very casual, right?
Yes.
Like, if we use it in a bad way, it's almost like saying yikes in English, because that's kind of slangy, too. Like, if you respond yikes, right? That's like, yikes. Oh, man, yikes. But in keigo, you can still use it, but especially as you get higher up, you don't want to use yabai.
You will hear yabai desu ne in teinego.
Yes, I heard that at least like 20 times yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, it definitely gets said, but should you say it, you could try to find another word. So, all right, so Chia, let's give some examples. What could we say? Maybe I told you...
昨日ね、ペットショップに行って超可愛かった犬をなんか僕の lap...
I got to pet it on my lap. I don't know how to say that in Japanese. Lap.
膝?
膝?あー、僕の膝にあってすごい撫でてた。超可愛かった。
お、やば。楽しそうじゃん。
楽しかった。
You could replace やばい there with すごい楽しそうだね。Just go straight to the, yeah, 楽しそう。楽しかった。Or like even ask a question. It's like a filler word.
Yeah, almost like a filler word. And we used not formal Japanese there because it's got yabai in it. So we don't want to use it as much
that's
with
true.
Formal. So it's okay. What's another example? What's another example, Chie?
わ、ちょっと、冷蔵庫、水漏れてる。
わー、やべ。
What would you replace that with?
大変。Oh no.
あ、大変だ。Yeah, you could.
And then, what's maybe a formal thing we could say here too.
大丈夫ですか? タオル持ってきましょうか? I don't know, like a situational thing where can I bring some towels or are you okay?
Yeah, I think that makes sense. So you can offer help informally. Mm-hmm. So maybe like you, when you were saying the fridge was leaking and then like someone technically under you in status could respond in Kegel, right?
Mm.
Because that is definitely something that we want to think about as learners is if your boss doesn't have to use Kegel to you, but you have to use Kegel to your boss. So because someone's not using Kegel doesn't mean that you also don't have to use Kegel, right? Sometimes it's really rude if you respond to form a normal language with normal language.
That is very common. That you'll see, like, especially if you go to, like, a izakaya or something late at night, you'll see a group of people from kaisha going home from an office or something, and there'll be, like, a higher person usually within the group.
Yeah.
And you can tell who that is by how they're talking to each other. So if there's four people and there's one, you know, higher up person, the three will be talking in keigo / tenigo. Depending on how good of a friends they all are, formal to the boss. But then within the three that is kind of the same level, we'll be talking keigo to each other. And then the boss will be casual.
Yojingo, casual.
Caleb and I do that on the streets. Like, we're like, okay, what is these people's relationships? Like, who's the boss in this group? We'll do that all the time.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to try to figure out.
It goes hand in hand with posture and body language as well. You can tell, even if they're not speaking, who's the boss in the room.
Yeah, who's maybe more slouched or who's maybe more open or closed. But yeah, as far as Bikago goes, and I literally learned Bikago like 2 days ago when I bought this book. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't worry about memorizing that, everyone. Mm-hmm. But as far as Bikago goes, so making language more like beautiful, more pretty, instead of saying words like umai, right? Oh, this is tasty. Ah, kore umai ne, right? You can say, ah, kore oishii desu ne. Kore wa oishii desu ne. So oishii, so tasty. Same meaning, but more sophisticated, maybe, normal.
Elegant, yeah, right? For sure.
Other words we could say is like ku. So ku is to eat. You can just say taberu. Most people know taberu anyway. So ku is like the rude almost version of it. And then same thing with like meshi. So meshi, kind of like dinner, meal. And gohan. So gohan is the same thing, but you know, maybe an anime main character would say all these rude versions of it. And then maybe normal speakers would say the other version, right?
And you will definitely see on TV and on the streets people saying, ah, kore meccha umai desu ne. Which is like they're not using oishi, right? Or, meshi kui ikimasu ka? You will hear that. If a kohai is talking to a senpai and they're kind of more, you know, friendly, slightly casual, doesn't really matter, but he's still using quote unquote teinego or keigo to his boss, issho meshi kui ikimasu ka? It's still formal. But it's really not beautiful language. It's not sophisticated at all. So you will hear that.
I think that's a really good thing to keep in mind is there's always someone will break these rules. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the world's going to explode if you break the rules on here. But technically speaking, we should try to be avoiding words like this. Mm-hmm. Unless it's you are at the kind of one of the lowest levels of formality allow like that you can do and then you can say words like this and it's not really a big deal.
あとは腹とか便所かな? Those you might hear.
腹、お腹, right? 腹減った、お腹空いた, right?
My hungry is tummy. My tummy is
my hungry is tummy. Yeah. 便所, what can we say for 便所?
便所は usually it's labeled this way, but お手洗い or 化粧室 is 便所or toilet. It's the more formal, clean version.
Right. So, お手洗い、化粧室. So 化粧室 is like makeup room, the powder room, perhaps. And then お手洗い is like the place where you wash your hands.
I almost want to say that Men don't say 化粧室, I don't think.
I don't think we do, but I was at a mall the other day, mm-hmm. and I saw 男性化粧室.
Okay, okay.
And I was like, this is interesting.
Yeah.
So it registered in my mind. So sometimes it's on signs, but mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever heard a guy say yeah. like he needs to go to the 化粧室.
Yeah, I will say that I don't think I've heard it then.
Mm. Yeah. But it was definitely written on the sign. I was like, wow.
So, onaka and otearai.
So, we have that o in front of it. And that o is, right? That's like a politeness. How would you describe that, Jia?
It's like putting san versus chan or kun, I think, right? But for words.
Kind of.
Say, mm. Instead of saying okome. That's the first thing that came to mind. Mm. Okome is rice, right? You can say kome mm-hmm. too. But if you are talking in a formal situation, you might want to put o or go in front of things.
Yeah, true. Some words, you just kind of always attach it, right? Like ocha,
mm.
right? I've said cha before to people and I always get corrected when I say cha. It's always ocha.
Mm.
Why? Don't know. But it's how everyone uses it, so... I think this is something you can get used to with exposure mm. really well. And there was that o and go. So what's the difference of that? What do you How do you know which one?
O wa wago ni tsukimasu. De go wa kango ni tsukimasu. So
wago わかりません。
わかりません。なるほど、わかりません。はい。では、詳しく見てみましょう。
I understand. No, no. はい、お願いします。
和語 is written 和 and 語。和 is Japanese and then 語 is language. So if it's a Japanese driven word or derived from word, things with 送り仮名 are usually Japanese driven. So, お勤め。So if you're...
Like work.
Work, there we Otsutome. Go. Otsutomesaki. Yeah. Otsutomesaki versus otsutomesaki. Watashi no otsutomesaki wa native shark desu. So if Tai is asking me that question, like where do you work, then he might ask me, otsutomesaki wa doko desu ka? And me talking about myself would not say otsutomesaki about myself. I would say otsutomesaki wa native shark desu.
And we could not say go otsutomesaki.Oh, that sounds weird. It just doesn't roll off my tongue easy.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And then the other one, the go, the one that goes with go is mm-hmm. kango. The same kanji as kanji in the word kanji.
yeah. So like Chinese?
Yes, Chinese driven word. So things that usually don't have okuriganas at the end.
Quick. So...Okurigana is like kana outside of the kanji.
Yes, yes.
Right? So like if it's part of the word and you have kana outside, that's not specifically used like reading the kanji. It's just kind of hanging off or maybe inside in between two kanji. That's okurigana.
Mm.
So if there's no okurigana, it's maybe kango.
Gokibo arimasu ka? とか If you're in, let's say, I'm going to go to the konbini because I'm the runner...within the office and I go get coffee for everyone. I would say, Gokibo arimasu ka? To the group.
Right. Like, do you want anything?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what thing do you want if you want something?
Do you have any wishes?
Yeah. We couldn't say, Okibo.
No.
Okibo, that sounds weird to me.
And then if Tai's superior and talking back at me, he can't say, Gokibo wa kohi desu. Again, the same thing there.
Kohi de...
Coffee de or coffee お願いします.
Yeah. Even if I'm superior, I would still. I mean, when you say お願いします, could you say coffee お願い?
Mm-hmm. You can say either.
Okay.
And you will encounter bosses that also will talk back informal just because of that beautiful languaging that we talked about earlier, where you do sound more sophisticated if you can master the formality.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So, right, there's basically always some sort of extra rule or maybe something that's kind of outside of the general rules, right? So, this is kind of like just a baseline understanding.
Mm.
And then you'll see some
You'll see lots of uses meeting it in the real world, but also lots of uses flying around it too. Maybe.
Okay. And one last thing to know about o versus go and when you're using it is some words can't have them.
Oh,
sometimes you might think that you want to attach a o or a go to a word, like kohi, for example, like we were just talking about kohi. You don't say o kohi or go kohi. You just say kohi.
That's true. I think the best advice I was given when I was learning this topic is just copy natives when you see them use this word or don't or not use it. So if you've never seen a native stick an o or a go before a word, just don't. And if you have, just do. You know, one is something, there's technically a lot of rules behind it, but it's actually so much easier and less stressful to learn it with exposure, because this is something really easy to learn with exposure if you just give yourself some time. For me, I never even bothered with any of the rules.
No one's ever taught me.
Yeah.
Or is part of any curriculum, I don't think, that I have been exposed to, at least, that they teach.
Yeah, it just happens. And it feels right.
It does. It does. 敬語、しゃべれましたでしょうか?しゃべれたでしょうか?最後まで。
うん、しゃべれましたでしょうか?
頑張ってみました。
Were you able to speak it?
Yeah.
I think we did okay. It was nice hearing your...casual and then corrected into
formal. I think that was actually helpful for people. Hopefully. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hopefully. Let us know if it was helpful.
Yeah.
For Chie to mess up a bunch of times and then correct herself.
I think it was.
Yeah, if we skipped over something that you did want to discuss but we didn't go into, let us know at nativeshark.com/community. There's a laid back Japanese channel that you can drop those comments into and we can get back to you in there or do another episode because that's always fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to look more into like the differences of like all these formalities and you haven't tried out Native Shark, I strongly recommend that you do because it'll be really helpful. And I think just doing exposure and then having that tag is pretty helpful too. So nativeshark.com/LBJP. You get a little bit of an extra free trial on it too. And yeah, with that, I'd say we have
今日の質問です。標準語と丁寧語の使い方、ご理解いただけたでしょうか?
おお、スムーズでした。
おお。いや、意外とスムーズでしたね。はい、僕もびっくりしました。
では皆さん、いつもポッドキャストを聞いていただき、誠にありがとうございます。Thanks for listening.To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/LBJP to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
All right. 最近敬語の使い最近敬語の使い方Why can't I say it? ご理解、ご理解いただけた。ご理解いただけた。
いただけたでしょうか? Yeah, that's hard.